much of his rugby in 1992 in the 18 and was asked for a move.
Man.
Dean Bell.
What you doing? Where's your man?
Lady.
We were just talking about you. I
think I can come over. Let me ask my wife.
Where are you last night?
It's a date.
2 days without a Tony.
Everybody's been calling. Mama, Daddy, Triplets, Vonda Mae, Pine and Joe. And I owe it all to you.
Don't thank me, Lurleen. You should be thanking your brain.
Oh, Homer. No man has ever been this nice to me without, you know, wanting something in return.
Well, I was going to ask you for a glass of water, but now I feel kind of guilty.
You're just a big sack of sugar.
Hey. You didn't think sugar was good. Really? Well, I should warn you, I'm not great with figures.
That's okay.
I make a lot of stupid decisions.
Nobody's perfect.
I did bad in school.
I didn't even go.
My personal hygiene has been described as...
Homer, you'll be a great manager. There's only one thing you need.
Now this is made from space age fabric.
Oh! Oh.
Sweat actually cleans this suit.
Sweat.
Oh.
Hey,
look at me. I don't want to. I'm mad at you. Consider that waitress and all the time you've been spending with her in this whole country music thing.
Then maybe you better not look at me.
Homer, where did you get that suit?
A friend bought it for me.
Was it Lurleen?
No. I think it was Lenny.
Don't lie to me. Are you having an affair with this woman?
No.
Have you kissed her?
No.
Has she kissed you?
A couple of times.
I want you to stop seeing her.
I can't. I'm her manager.
Her manager? That's ridiculous. I won't allow you to spend any more time away from your family.
Marge, you're standing in the way of my boyhood dream of managing a beautiful country singer.
Your boyhood dream was seeing the world's biggest hoagie, and you did it at the county fair last year, remember?
Marge, Lurleen's going to be a big success, and whether you like it or not, I'm going to be there.
Fine. See if I care.
Poor Marge.
Let's propose a toast.
Meet your new neighbours.
Goodbye!
E Street is all about people.
Do you know Lovey's my mum?
Their loves.
Oh, your friend told you love you. Those are a bit.
Their troubles.
Our daughter
has
a
problem. Oh,
your help.
Their laughter.
Glint and this.
For a family drama, it's all about the kind of people you'd like to know. Special two-hour premiere of E Street, tonight at 8 on Sky One.
My literal from
selected styling collection, new perfect curls, to put your curls in perfect shape.
If it's already been on, why is the premiere? Why is it not
on? It's been on yet.
It's good this doggy night rocks that thing round its neck and
ties it. It's good, isn't it?
Ties in a knot.
Okay,
it's sitting under that
tea there.
It's sitting encouraging it.
Bab! Bab!
Oh, no.
Well, she just shot the dog, man.
Bruno did that, you know, Mother.
Did he? Yeah.
down there.
Have you seen this, Grandma?
I've got the colour.
Is it good?
Are you seeing it?
No, that was great.
Hey, no, the best bit's when he gets the iron and he's spinning. He's got the shape of the iron and he's spinning. Well, he comes at the door, he's the boner. He's there with his hand. Yeah, he's there with his hand.
I've got two Pavarotti tapes, you see, that's it, so Michael Temp went back and got it to him alone, you know.
All right.
That's how I got
it. It was good. It was
The humans just had it like it, I mean, it's been playing, hasn't it? I says, you might have fetched it back, I've just seen it once.
That's right, honey. Say, have you seen my rattlesnake headband?
not even listening to me.
Sure they will.
What's the little one?
Kids, we
Bobby.
Love you here.
Bobby,
you've got a wonderful family, Homer. Please don't
Bobby
forget what we
said
that for tonight.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Oh.
What do they hate that man right now?
Hold on to your pitchforks, everybody. It's time again for...
Yeah!
Yeah!
Jodelin's Ace, Butterball Jackson, Freddy Boy and Yuma, Taurus Mosvale, Big Shirtless Rob, Orville and Hurley, Cappy May, Pip Diddler, Rudy, the Yahoo Recovering Alcoholic Chuck Band, and tonight, your syndicated TV debut, Lurleen!
Excuse me, are you Colonel Homer Simpson?
Yes, I am.
I'm from Battle Yell Records, a division of Tokusaki Corporation. I'm interested in buying Lurleen's contract.
Forget it, pal. They don't call me Colonel Homer because I'm some dumbass army guy. Lurleen, they loved you.
Well, thank you. I'm still a little itchy from that fiberglass hay.
Is there anything you need?
Well, you could make my evening complete.
My whole romantic life is flashing before my eyes.
Oh, you
girls. No.
Can I have my dollar?
I love you for the rest of my life.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Harvey. All I wanted to do was share your beautiful voice with other people. And I've done that. Oh, I'd better get out of here before I lose my family. Just so I don't wonder, you would have gone all the way with me, wouldn't you? Okay. Now, before we negotiate, I have to tell you I'm desperate to unload Berlin, and I'll take any offer.
I'll give you $50.
You son of a... Donk.
Oh, Homer.
I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. You bitter. Yep. Bet him, too.
And now, once again, Burley.
Homer?
Is there any room in that bed for a dad bird pool?
Always has been.
Now I'd like to play a song I wrote just this minute. It's called Stand By Your Manager. His name's Homer. He's quite a man.
Oh, look at that belly.
I tried to kiss him.
I tried to kiss him.
Sure wish I could say that I was here. I hope that Mark knows.
Is that how I speak to Fallon?
Just how lucky she is.
Oh, happy ending. I want to see who was singing. Beverly D'Angelo.
And next week, The Simpsons will be back for more tales of the 90s. Same time next week. We're only 1 hour away from a very special 2-hour showing of Sky One's great new drama, Eastwick.
Griswold!
First of all, it's time for the Hitchcock series 21 Jump Street. And Booker is about to learn all about guilt.
Oh, God.
In just a moment.
I want to see May to December. Who? May to December? What?
You come off with the mates, if you're dead, Kevin.
What's not about now, you
know?
It's nuts.
That's nice. Oh, it's not true, I'm not just. Yeah, my dreams are good. When he's married to a young teacher. He's a lawyer.
Live and exclusive from Indianapolis, USA, WrestleMania 8. Hulk Hogan, that 6'8" megastar, clashes with a monstrous 6'10" Big Justice. It's claimed to be the best WrestleMania yet, so
six
don't miss it. Wrestling's big night of the year, tonight at 8 on Sky Movie
Plus. Aye.
6'10". Stoops, this is it.
You must be a my sister. Modesty. Are you a good kisser?
Say so.
Good clothes sense. is going to appear on Studs, 10 p.m., Monday to Thursday, on Sky One.
That's the one you attend to.
Perhaps the closest election in
four years.
Yeah, but trust,
he's horrible. He looked a bit harsh,
didn't he? It looked nasty.
Great. Just what everybody wanted for the Green Party.
Sky News will provide the best in informed comment, analysis, and
he says God help us in the party. Once again, we're waiting in the room. And I think she'll take it. I said, yes, it's because I'm kind of a little bit nervous. Plus, I wasn't like,
I feel like I've done a shift already.
We haven't been here. What's the time of day? I start to think, I wonder if we'll be nearly finished.
I'm yawning already. Don't know what it'll be like at 7 o'clock tonight.
Do you anything in the morning? I only did about an hour's work.
That's all that I did.
What shall I do now? Shall I get ready? Shall I take the dog out? Shall I? I've had to take the dog to Jeff's mum's because I'm going to be out over 6 o'clock and that when I would normally walk in. The cat's in the utility room.
Well, I'm going to have to phone Tony and he'll either be going home and then come through to pick me up. Or we'll just have to stay at work, come and pick me up.
Come and have a cup of coffee with me and tell me to pick you up from Jeff dropped the radiator in the bath and put a hole in it.
Put a hole in the radiator?
No.
In the bathroom?
In the bath.
In the bath?
We need a new bathroom suite.
So now you can't have a bath?
I've got a bucket underneath. And he's pulling the sink off the wall today so he can chisel the cement off. So I've got to wash my teeth, brush my teeth, wash my face in the kitchen sink.
I'm going to have to get Tony to come and pick me up.
Get the bus in every day, or are you going to be coming in with him and waiting in the library?
Oh no! Being dropped at 8:30 in the morning till 2 o'clock.
Wait, I've got the flatbed. Oh, I'm
Oh, I can't work in the library. And if I came in saying came to your room, wouldn't ever get anything done.
And then when Helen and that had woken up, about 11:30 she woke up, and then the provision part that I told them, like, we also came
to the library. Did you wake up at 11:30?
Wait, it was
2 minutes. I did an hour. I started at 9:30, I finished at 10:30. I know I did it exactly an hour.
I started about 10:55 and I finished at 12:00. Then I had to get ready to go to the bank to get the
book. So is Tony going to be staying away at the time that you...
Well, I'm saying, Alison, the only thing I can do is when I phone him is either he goes home and then comes through here, or more than likely, you know, he'll just stay at work and come and pick me up.
So either way, one of you is going to be hanging around. I mean, either you've got to hang around the morning or he's got to hang around at night. Or... I can never get the bus here.
You're telling me?
Well, I know, I mean you.
This is typical, isn't it? I've got a headache already.
Oh yes, we felt like it was buzzing.
Oh yeah.
The day that I had my perm, you know how it's dead, and I thought it was just tickly, you know. And it wasn't until I'd been done, I went and sat back in my seat. I was
and been done.
I was watching him do other people. And my auntie Gwenny, who was with us, but she didn't get done, said that his heart's still not too much.
So what did they hear you often?
Well, they just said it, all your stress doesn't go away.
And did they?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I was like, I'm still worried. I'm still stressed. But I felt as though, I felt exactly the same, I didn't feel asleep. I was just had my eyes shut and I kept like opening one eye to have a look
at him. I'm like that. Seems looking at you.
And then I was aware that he wasn't there anymore. And I thought, what do I do now? So I opened my eyes and he came rushing over and he said, are you alright? Would you like a glass of water? And I said, no, I'm fine. Sure, I'll get it. No, I'm fine, fine. And then he said, well, take a seat when you're ready, back in your, you know. And I thought, right, you are. And I thought, I can't move.
Really? Yeah. Well, yeah,
it was like, I want to get up now. I'm not moving. Come on, hands.
Come on, legs. Crikey.
And then when I went to get up, I was fine. I thought I would fall, but I didn't. I just walked back in the chair. I was fine. And my auntie Gwenny said, "Were you asleep?" I said, "No." I mean, I really just sat like this. I wasn't the least bit even relaxed or tired or anything. And she says, "You look like you were out of it." And she says, "He looked dead worried when he walked away from me. He kept looking at you. And, you know, you looked like you were going to fall off the chair." And I said, "You know, I didn't." So I watched other people and they looked at me and anyway, it turned out, do you believe in that?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sick of telling people I don't believe in it and I feel completely turned. But it turned out that's what they were. I realised people were and they had a little chat to us about
what?
People.
About people who are dead.
And about
so we're trying to get into
about He had a white t-shirt on, pair of jeans, a beer belly and tattoos of his arms. And
just
he was
the kind
one.
Of person who inspired faith in you.
Exactly. But you went into this room and there was this music playing like on the like
Indian
John
music
would play on
oh,
the
oh no. Guided fantasy.
You know water swishing birds singing? A blue light bulb in the middle of the room. And I'm thinking, oh, come on, you know. But it was just, I mean, the things that they said, honestly, weird.
They're good, aren't they?
Did I tell you once that a nurse on radiotherapy did me psychometry?
Yeah.
Did I tell
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Well, this, didn't I tell you?
Yeah, I've definitely heard this.
What
one.
Was that?
She was holding me fob watch and she said a few things about us and about dead people.
And things
yeah.
like that, yeah.
Well, this guy. The same person was there with exactly the same message because she said, what happened was he
well,
said...
Well, she was fed up. You don't really got the message, you left someone
yeah.
else.
It was him. You're
not left somebody else can return.
Well, it was... What happened, right? I'll tell you the whole story and go for a break. But basically, the man that healed me, ma'am, said to me... Well, he said to me, ma'am, where's the horses? He says, I'm getting horses all the time. So, of course, me ma'am, my auntie Gwenny went... And he said, is it you? I said, well. But he
well,
said, just
you know.
Everything that was happening, I kept getting horses. And then anyway, he said to me, he says, is there a man in the spirit world close to you? So I just thought, granddad. And I said, yeah. I was very sort of...
Not committal.
And very, well, spores
yeah.
kind
could
of
be,
attitude.
Could be,
because I just thought he was guessing, you know? And he says, I didn't see him. He said, I saw him and pointed to this girl over the side of the room. He was standing beside you when you were in the chair.
Oh, no.
He says, I'll get her to come over and have a chat with you. And she came over
Did
after.
Did you describe him?
Uh-huh.
Oh, who was it?
My dad's granddad. His
oh,
name
no.
and everything. His physique, his physical appearance, his character, and why he was there. And it's exactly what that nurse said off radiotherapy.
Why was he there?
There's something I've got to do. You need a bit of a push to do it, but there's something that you want to achieve. There's something you've got to do. Get on and do it.
Qualify
that's
this.
Exactly what it's not. I don't know what it is.
It's your riding.
Well, that's what everybody says.
Or it's having a baby.
Well, I don't think it is.
It's getting married,
I don't
isn't
think
it?
It is.
Well, what's your main ambition?
I think it's to do my riding exam, but. As I was saying, because Brenda, whose horse I ride up at Bedlington, I was telling her and I said, why would the spirit world get in such a tiz about me doing a riding exam? She says, what would happen if you got your riding exam when you qualify nursing? I said, well, I'd probably be riding. I wouldn't know. Because, well, maybe for some reason you ought not to be a nurse. I mean, you know how the, if you believe in fate, and is there any control over it, or is it all planned out for you, and this kind of thing? Is someone trying to steer your career or your, the rest of your life?
Away from something.
Away from something. So I don't know. I mean, I'm very open-minded. But he described it, my mum told her everything about a fall, the bump on her head, you knew, just loads of things.
Very strange. Do you think Jane looks yellow?
What?
Do you think Jane looks a bit yellow?
Is it not the reflection of us?
That's what I was thinking.
Comes out of Santa probably as well. I know. So if any of us did that, we'd probably look yellow.
So
it was very weird.
I don't know if I would go to one now.
Well, I want to go now to it, which is why I want to be off on Wednesday night. I'm going to go to the Open Circle.
We should all go.
I would go, but I'm
would you fancy? So am I.
See, what happened is Anne came over and he says, you know, I've told this lady that you saw the man stand beside her, and she went, oh, yeah. Can you just, and she described him. Apparently he was very tall, which we knew was my granddad. My granddad was knee-high to a grasshopper. Straight as a die in character and in physical appearance, like he had a rod at his back. She was using all of his expressions, which apparently he was. Obviously, I never met him. Don't think my dad even met him. And then she said, she said, we're not supposed to, turn to the other guy. She said, we're not supposed to do Playboy. It's like laughing, you know. And he says, ah, go on, it's the end, because all the faith healing was over. And then here she went into
a trance.
Well, not a trance. It was just so normal. She thought she was doing this, right? She was going
like Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost.
No, dead normal. She was going like, you're me and I'm her. And she was standing. I was sitting. That she was standing. She sort of went, can you take a Leslie? And I went, yeah. She's not in the spirit world.
Can you take a
Leslie? And I said, well, yeah, like I've got a cousin Leslie, I've never seen her. And then nothing more was said about that, and then she was gone. Seems a funny thing to say. There's something you need to do. She was literally having a two-way conversation, although not in an odd way, not going, you know? She was just like talking to herself, she's going, yeah. And then she would turn her attention back to me.
Oh, how strange.
And described him and his
name. You fancy going on Wednesday? Hey, Lindsay might be able to tell you something.
Well, listen, I'll go because my sister's going with us. And the following Wednesday, I'll tell you what it's like. And come with us if it's
then we'll go to the district nurse.
But it's not
but
real.
But then what if I then know things and then I might get to my life thinking.
We just forget about them.
Well, if you're that sort of person, I would worry about them, you see. Now, if someone said to me, I know not like an accident or death, but someone said, you don't have any sisters or something. I would imagine in my mind that something's going to happen to my sister for her not to be able to see it.
I would just think.
I remember when I was at home, mum went to a fortune teller and like tears.
Like,
and she told us we were going to move to a house to Green Door.
Did you?
Move to
that
Green Door.
Well, you'll be scraping the paper.
The thing that worries me is, in case I go right, Missy,
you're going to
have two marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Because someone told Tony's mum that Tony would be married twice and the second marriage would be very happy.
But then we've taken that to be that the first one was that Jill first.
Yeah. But that's it.
But if they say to me, I'll be married twice, I'll be thinking, oh my God.
But you will relate it. This is, no matter what they say, you will relate it.
Moving swiftly along, the little thing on the timetable, you know, from the last session where it says quiz, it's not really a quiz. Quiz is at the end of the module. But what we are going to do is give out your study guides and the areas that you'll be revising. So we'll do it now.
I don't think I'm even going to bother revising this.
Oh no. Will it be a multiple choice or a written or a...
Mixture.
A mixture.
Is it serious?
Is it serious?
Just, I can't seem to fit all this study in.
What do you use to chew with?
Oh, this looks a little bit less.
What colour is an orange juice?
What did this last year have for lunch?
Oh! Oh, that's nice.
Not like who was Batman's enemies and things like that. Like the last one. Yeah, named the Seven Dwarfs.
The forceful expulsion of things.
Nah, that was stupid. I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Look, stupid question. The way it was phrased.
Forceful expulsion of...
of sperm.
And it was an ejaculation.
But I thought it was masturbation. Well, I thought it was the forced expulsion.
Well, it's funny, I was telling Steve and my boyfriend about that, and I was telling him the question, and he said masturbation.
Well, Jeff laughed at me when I told him, he said, Emily, typical.
Typical, typical Alison would think of that. Too late.
You want a break now? I feel that I've had enough.
I've got a headache.
What's too
tense? Nervous.
Well, she's not now. No, it's not. It's June.
She is, because her legs don't feel.
I know, that's what I was thinking. She's a bit jaundiced. I don't want to ask her in case she's embarrassed.
I don't even know Dave.
You're looking very yellow today, Dave. Tell me what
you don't really want to say. Excuse me, is that taking care of you? A bit jaundiced.
I know, will you come?
And they're not tight either.
No.
I had to take Tony to the casualty on Saturday. He got a crack on the side of his head at rugby in his ear. And he's here and went, and he was feeling a bit, so I had to take him.
Is he alright?
He's got a card with, I have had a recent head injury. Thanks to look for, or please report immediately. Tony.
What happened to
him? He got a knock on Saturday. I think it was when he was tackling and he didn't black out. He was dazed, but he got like a crack on the side of his head in his ear. And his ear and went.
Any questions about that guy?
So I had to take him.
Was it the RVI or the gym?
No. I'm sure. Well, he says it's still a bit echoey.
This is your study guide. Work your way through the guide and you'll be able to answer all the questions on the quiz. As usual, the papers are taken and they're kept in your file for reference by your personal tutors. The reason that we're going to produce biological science quizzes is that it's from your feedback and evaluations that you don't get enough biological science.
I never
said that. Believe it or not. Yeah.
I might have said that.
50% of the people who are at the end of the Common Foundation course said they haven't had enough biological science.
So that'll teach you.
Alison wants the 60%.
You do need to have a basic knowledge of biological science to understand.
Unfortunately, not to do too good.
Basic knowledge. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody dares to disagree? No? Very sensible. Because
Jane
doesn't want to
be
on the
team.
Right, yeah.
No,
then that's the half-seven session is over.
What can
we do for another 3 hours?
I think
you
just go for tea.
Yay!
4.5 hours
we've got.
Back at 3:30.
Okay. Is this like coffee time?
This is your coffee like break. No, you've been in an hour, you're going to need coffee.
Okay. Coffee.
If you get a vegan sandwich, or something, you might do it.
So,
yes,
cut up.
Words with
So, I need to know what time we'll be finished.
We would have been revising had we not been here.
I would have seen Neighbours. I'm not going to see it. What am I going to do? You're captured. It's very important, you know, for my well-being.
For my well-being.
And you were just lost when you came back to it.
You watched one episode and you caught up.
Do I have any idea what time we'll be finished? Because I've got to phone my list.
When Carl finishes in the session, we'll have a chat with him. Because what we'll have to do is negotiate at the end of the next session, whenever we're finished, because that's entirely dependent on when we get fed up.
Very
fast. We run out of things to say how many, you know, what your response to the session is. But usually it finishes within an hour and a half, the next session, which means we finish it 5 o'clock. Right, and then it's time for a break again. Now,
I think we've got to be careful. If we cut out the breaks, there's an awful lot of people saying, let's work right through. You're not effective. You're not learning if you haven't gone away and had a break.
People need, you know, people who sort of need a boost to make their team levels up. And
people who drink coke need a
boost. Need a boost to the machine.
We want to be off as much as everyone else, but you've got to have your support.
Yeah. No, I want to be off more than anybody.
We're wrong with everything.
Carol,
and she will be happy.
Well, Carol is a problem. I don't mean that. Personally, she's a problem, but she's got the biggest problem of all because she's got to pick up the girls up, get them back home, and come back.
Yeah, no, she's bringing them in here.
So, if today she can come in early, if she sorted that out.
She's got the last session.
That's right.
Yeah. Originally, she didn't.
Well, originally, I had the last session, but we've kind
of. But you've swapped it round.
Well, you're adults, so I'm sure you can read that for yourself without me going through and talking about it. I'm cracking my loads at times, anyway.
I've got my mentor four times. She'd have forgotten it. She's on the sick. She hasn't written it.
I haven't done my intermediate on my community.
I haven't even started the community.
No, you haven't. Nobody's looked at
it. She said, take it away. Get it.
I've got so much to do other than do that. Oh, I mean, I've got a curse. Well, Lindsay, how do you think, Alison? We're off on the Monday for the exam. Then we've got study day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're off on Friday. I'm on a half day on Thursday, so I think I should have my day off on Wednesday.
Definitely.
And I should be doing half day on Thursday, maybe.
We should go out after the exam.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. All day drinking. When I get in, have some fish.
Fish,
come on, yeah. Fish, take it easy.
There.
Lemon sole. Me, for my tea.
Why are you having it when you get in?
I'll have to have it when I get in.
Yeah.